do want to be the most exciting drinks company in Europe, and this Ashford is our home. So it's exciting times for Ashford too.
And what do you think Ashford has in particular to offer to people? I mean, it's really seen as a key destination now, isn't it? And the growth here has been quite spectacular over recent years. Was that a real impetus for you to come and develop your brewery here?
Well, there's several reasons we're in Kent in the first place. So firstly, it's the best place in the UK to grow grapes. So Kent is our home. And so the winery has been at Tenton for some time, which is in the borough. And secondly, it was always the home of the hop, actually, Kent. So when you make beer and wine, Kent's really the only place logically you should be based. And so the question is, where in Kent would you go? And given that a lot of our time and a lot of our energy and a lot of our effort goes up towards London, the logical place is to put it in Ashford, where actually going up to London, I can do that twice a day and I can still work in the office. So its connectivity is hugely important. But also living around the kind of Ashford area and the whole Kent infrastructure is hugely important if you want to attract talent. So the fact that it's so well connected and that it's not central London is a huge lift. And I think it's a really interesting place to be.
You were talking about your background there, which was fascinating, in the work that a lot of work that you did in the beer industry before moving into wine. How exciting is it now to be developing that beer and to move Chapel Down into that sector?
Well, the drinks industry in general is exciting, and there are kind of three or four really exciting areas. And so English sparkling wine is one. We're lucky enough to be leading the charge on that. Craft beer, which has been going for about 7 or 8 years, has really been growing exponentially. And so we have an offering in that with Curious. And then, of course, what we're seeing at the moment is gin, which is going bonkers. So, of course, we've now got a gin. So we're on all of the kind of growth curves at the moment, which is why it's so exciting. And that base of being a winemaker is a huge help, because we're doing something that other people can't do because they're not winemakers.
Now, you do seem to get these trends, don't you? As you say, gin is hugely popular at the moment. I mean, are you able to predict what's going to be the next big thing, or do you just have to jump on it as it comes up?
Well, it's very difficult to predict it. You can, of course, if you ask consumers, they don't have a clue. So actually, somebody has to predict it. And actually, the breakthrough moments are usually pretty simple. So gin, actually, the breakthrough moment was probably tonic water. It wasn't actually about gin, but it was the promotion of gin via a tonic water, Fevertree, that really, I think, was one of the catalysts for the gin development. And secondly, we're seeing lots of development at the moment of whiskey and dark spirits. When you put a gin still in, you can make whiskey. It just takes a very long time. But in the meantime, you can sell gin. So I think we'll see something of a boom in whiskey, particularly English whiskey, at some later stage. We're seeing starting to see some interesting stuff in rum. So we think there'll be some interest in rum. And I think low alcohol is definitely a trend you want to watch.
So what's the timeline as far as Ashford is concerned for people who perhaps aren't too sure about the development and how it's moving forward?
Well, the groundworks are being done now, so piling is almost finished. So you'll see something that looks like a brewery by the end of this year, and it'll be operating and open at the end of the first quarter next year. And that will be quite a moment, I think, certainly for the students opposite.